This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
大家好，欢迎收听地道。嘘，你让我说完行吗？欢迎收听地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。Okay, okay, you win, Neil. You start the program.
Okay, welcome to Authentic Real English. Today, we bring you a way to say hello to people that involves ducks.
Finally. 英语语言丰富多样，不同地区的人们会使用不同的表达和习语。在英格兰中部地区，也就是围绕伯明翰、诺丁汉、考文垂和德比的这片区域，当地人会用单词 duck 来称呼他人。比如你去一个商店里，店主很可能会对你说
Hello, duck. How can I help you?
Hello, duck. Duck here is a form of address. 单词 duck 在这里是一种称呼。
And duck is an affectionate term for another person. So if you hear it, please don't be offended. It's a friendly thing to say.
Duck 是一个对他人有爱的、友好的称呼。有些人认为这个称呼来源于 duke, 公爵。我们来听几个例句。
Come over here and tell me what the problem is, duck.
Don't you worry about that broken glass, Duck. I'll sort it out.
Duck is generally used by people talking to those younger than or the same age as themselves. In some ways, it functions like the word dear.
But it's not a phrase that all native English speakers use. 不过大家要注意的是，不是所有英语为母语的人都懂得这个说法。好莱坞女演员安吉丽娜·朱莉曾经在给来自中英格兰东部的演员杰克·奥康奈尔颁奖时用了 duck 这个称呼，弄得观众一头雾水。
And what's more, duck is not the only form of address based on animals. For example, where might someone call you hen?
Hen is used in Glasgow, but only when talking to women. 在苏格兰格拉斯哥，人们会用 hen 来称呼女性。
All right, hen. And then we have pet.
Pet is used in the northeast of England.在英格兰纽卡斯尔，人们会互相称呼 pet.
Thanks, pet. So, listen out for these different regional ways of being friendly. Just don't be surprised if you confuse people when you use them yourself. Thanks for listening.
感谢收听地道英语，下次再会。
Authentic Real English.
From the BBC.